You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. It's time for another one of our previews here on the Blue Room. And this comes from our Subscribers Weekly show this week, where I was joined by Mick Greenall and Jake Mills to get stuck into the performance of City and what's coming next in terms of Everton's fixture list, which will hopefully improve and will hopefully yield some better results. If you want to listen to the show in full, it's around 50 minutes long. It's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. I'll also include the link in the description below so you can click on. And yeah, there's lots going on with Everton at the moment. Big running coming up between now and the end of the season. Lots of stuff off the pitch too, so it is a perfect time to get involved. It's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. The link is in the description if you want to get involved. It works out about £1 a week. Hopefully we'll see you there, and in the meantime, hope you enjoy this segment too.
From an attacking point of view, we didn't and we haven't got, you know, the best players really for, you know, being clinical when we're getting chances. You know, I think we kind of need about three or four chances before we're putting anything away at the moment. And if you are going to play that type of, you know, soaking all the pressure, counter attack, you have to take your chances. You've got to be clinical. And I don't think we've got, you know, we obviously have Calvert-Lewin there who's going through a strange patch of form at the moment. And in order to make that effective, you need to be just get one chance and you take it. The other thing that I'd say though is that, and is, you know, similar to what Mick was saying and you're saying yourself, Matt, is that I don't think at any point, even though they were doing that, even though they were controlling it, even though they were, you know, turning the screw and putting the pressure on, I don't think at any point I felt like, oh, this is inevitable. Like I never thought, you know, it's any second now. I think there was that hope of, like, you know, we are controlling it. I think I believed, as Mick said there, until they scored, I was like, we can get a point here. I really did believe it. But let's not forget that we're playing a bit against, you know, the best team in the world, best players in the world, who are in a rich fin form at the moment. You know, they're stepping into their where they like to be in the second half of the season, and they start just pulling away. And you know, it's hard to look at a 2-0 and be positive. But one thing I would say is coming through the fixtures that we have done, and particularly going into the fixtures that we've got, I think there's been a level of consistency generally, a level of consistency from performance, not necessarily from the results, but performance, tactics, the way that we're playing, there has been a level of consistency where, you know, we haven't necessarily massively dropped off. Yes, we had a good bounce from when we got the points deduction, but we haven't massively dropped off that. And so if you do look at the consistency that we have going into these other games, we should hopefully be able to pick up points. I think you look at teams like Luton, we've gone through a real purple patch lately, but that's going to happen. You're going to have teams who will go through this purple patch where they will pick up loads of points, they will have that, but then they tend to drop away. Again, if we keep that consistency and we start now picking up points, the likes of Palace could really start falling down. Like I know they already are. So I think there's the obviously you're disappointed with results when you're not going your way and you're dropping points, but I think we can take a lot of positives from it. I really do think so.
Yeah, I think Jake's spot on really in that. I was thinking this this morning actually in terms of trying to plan, what would my reaction be of this current spell, I suppose. Because let's be honest, we are definitely in a little bit of a lull at the moment compared to where we were at the early part of December. I think it's one win in 10 or something like that now, I think. But I think Jake's spot on, and what really stuck in my mind was especially the Fulham and the Tottenham games is that there's still been, decent performances in there, but really, what to me, but the only big difference other than obviously the difference in, I suppose, players really, we've lost key players not just all at the same time, but at different times due to injury or AFCON, and that obviously hampered us. I think really out of the spell, Wolves has probably been the only game where you look at, that was a bit of a horror show. Frankly, I didn't watch that live. But other than that, you can't really pick. There's not an easy fit. There's not an easy one to say. Yeah, we were really bad that day, and we deserved what we got, or we that the manager tactically got it wrong, or the players didn't show up. And I think it kind of sums up where we're at the moment and what Dyche has done in his tenure completely. And that the floor of this team, the performance levels, as even when they're at the lowest, they're still so much better, or still a lot easier to pick up points when you're not performing compared to where we were 12 months ago. I think it's the only difference to me at the moment in terms of, even the performances in early December, they weren't, other than, there were a couple that were some, really, really good. Obviously, the Newcastle one that stands out. I thought we were really good against Palace. But it's just fine margins, and those fine margins can start to go the other way when you start to lose players. But you think about, the chances at the end against Fulham, or Calvert-Lewin's one on one against Aston Villa, or even Doucouré just being marginally offside. To me, really, the only big difference I see in terms of results is that those fine margins that were going our way in December are now not going our way now. And I think that's important to kind of focus on. This isn't a team that's, spiraling out of control, and it's not an absolute devastation that we've not won a game in a while. Thankfully, it's only been four, we've only played four games since Christmas, I think it is, or five games since Christmas. And even though we've lost key players, I'm still, other than probably last week when I was like, Luton are starting to win a couple of games here, I'm still not really, got massively concerned about our form or about the prospects of relegation just yet. And you've just got to hope that, and the averages of how a season plays out, and having those key players back, and just having a fuller squad. Even, I remember the cup games against Crystal Palace and having Aston Villa at Goodison, I was starting to miss not having Ashley Young in the squad, just because of the effect having a player like that, just having someone who can play in multiple positions. And now we've obviously lost Danjuma and Gomez, two players who haven't really, done much for us this season, haven't really played a big role in terms of, especially, pre-Christmas. And they're two players who, if you just think you'd had maybe in the last couple of games in particular, just two different options, especially Danjuma to have off the bench at nil-nil against City. I think it's just, Jake makes a really good point in terms of the performance levels, and I think it's important to stress that the probability, especially with kind of fixtures coming up, that the, I suppose, the momentum and the variance of, those margins, I suppose, are going to start swinging the other way again. And hopefully that's the case if and when Doucouré comes back next Monday.
Well, that's it, isn't it? And I think you're right about Dyche does just, I think what he's done this season is try to make every football match sort of exist on a knife edge at times. And we have been in the majority of games. There's been the odd one we've got levered. Obviously, Wolves and Villa away stand out. There's been the odd one we've won quite comfortably in Bournemouth at home and Newcastle at home. But by and large, like, you look at every game we played, and even ones we've won, you could go, well, that could have easily, you know, you think about Forest away, we won 1-0, which is, you know, a really good performance. You know, they could have a penalty early in that game. We could be 1-0 down there, and it could go a different way. You think about the games we've had, you know, at home, which we've lost, like early in the season, which we just took a chance there. It could have gone that way. So it does feel like there is a base level there. And I think what's sort of given me a bit of comfort, and I think the Luton Cup game was horrific at home as well. Like, but I'm willing to just throw that out because it was a bit mad and he played two up front, and I don't think he was really that arsed about it. But I think what's given me comfort is that we've got through this spell. And like looking ahead, when we had Fulham, Tottenham and City coming up, it's like that is a tricky run, that, especially, you know, with one central midfielder at Fulham on that night. So I think to get 2 points of that is all right. It's not great. It's just fine. But I think that the player who sort of gives us our edge in this knife-edge football is Decore, isn't it? He is the one who makes these performances, like you said, Mick, maybe, you know, against Fulham, if he's there on the end of one of those chances, he sticks it away. You know, if he's there against Tottenham in that first half when we're creating a lot more stuff, he takes a couple of chances and we win that game. So to be able to get him back with more favourable fixtures to come, I think is comforting. But it also, there's pressure on now, isn't there? You know, there is pressure on Monday night. That is a huge game. There is pressure on all these home games coming up between now and the end of the season. I think that's going to be really interesting because obviously the difference in the fixtures now is that we've got largely winnable home games, haven't we? Apart from, I think, Liverpool at home, which is obviously going to be a tricky one. A couple of other tough home games. But all the away games coming up are, you know, tough. We've got United away, we've got Chelsea away, we've got Arsenal away. We've got a lot of teams towards the top of the Premier League away from home. So it feels like it's sort of going to flip from the first half of the season. And I think dealing with the pressure of having winnable home games and games that, you know, inverted commas, that are must win at Goodison, I mean, that's going to be an interesting dynamic between now and May.
Yeah, we've got, I was having a look yesterday. It's half term, if you can't tell. I've been very bored. And then I was having a look at a comparison, I suppose, of our fixture strength at home compared to the teams around us up until Brentford, I think I did. And we've got the easiest at home by far in terms of, you know, even just looking back at the home fixtures we've had. I think the last time we played a team outside of the top half at home, at the time that we played them anyway, was the beginning of October.
Sports Social Podcast Network.